Today, the U.S. government releases a long-awaited report on... Just a minute. Hello? Oh, hi, Renee. Yeah, how's your vacation going? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm on the air. Yeah, I'm reading an introduction here. What's that? There's a study about why cell phone conversations are so annoying? Mm-hmm. It has something to do with only being able to hear half the conversation, you're telling me. Mm-hmm. Listen, hang on a second. If you want to tell people why half a cell phone conversation is so aggravating, why don't you just tell them yourself?
One man who has actually studied the annoying phenomenon is Andrew Monk. He's director of the Center for Usable Home Technology at York University in England. He published his findings recently in the Journal of Behavior and Information Technology. Hello.
Hello.
Why are these conversations so annoying?
What we think is the fact that you can only hear one side of the conversation. If you hear a question, then subconsciously your brain is saying, that was a question, I should be answering it. And it triggers these kind of attentional habits that you may really have very little control over. And then once, of course, it's got your attention, you've had it.
Right, so you hear somebody next to you saying something like, he did what?
Yeah, that's right.
Talk to us about the study that you did.
We used two students, and what they would do is go and sit down behind some unwitting victim, if you like. They would then either have an ordinary conversation or they would have a mobile phone conversation. And what we found was that even though it was the same volume and even though it was the same content, the mobile phone got more annoying ratings.
What was it that made you want to study this phenomenon?
Actually, it was traveling on trains. Quite a few of the carriers in the UK now have what they call quiet coaches. So they have a coach which has notices on all the windows which says, please do not use mobile phones. And I was thinking, well, this is really rather strange. Before the advent of mobile phone, there were no quiet coaches where you were instructed not to talk loudly with your friend.
Right.
But what could possibly be different?
Did it take you about 2 seconds to think, because they're so obnoxious?
Well, I don't know whether they are all obnoxious. I have to say that I don't have much sympathy with the people who say that mobile phones should only be used for important purposes, you know, in case of emergency or something. I think it's really nice that people ring up their loved ones when they've got a few minutes and they're traveling and so on.
Andrew Monk is director of the Center for Usable Home Technology at York University in the United Kingdom. Thanks very much for talking to us.
It's been great talking to you.
Yeah. And just, do you have a cell phone you use in public?
Yes.
And I bet you talk very low on it.
I do. I'm very, very considerate.
Pretty good connection there, don't you think? This is Morning Edition from NPR News. With Renee Montagne, I'm Steve Inskeep.